Thanks to Dan and the group for inviting me this morning. I was here about, it must have been about a year ago. Yeah. I did tell that story about the dog, but not today. So, it was interesting when I was just praying to the Lord. Hey, what should I, what do you want me to speak on? You know, what do these guys need? What do I need? And I have something from Psalm 27, which he already did. But it was very interesting. In fact, I woke up this morning about 2 o'clock going, Lord, is that what you want me to do? Psalm 27, yada, yada. And he didn't say yes or no, so I thought, okay, Psalm 27, that's what we'll do. Because it's all about glorifying the Lord this morning. I know you know all you all know that. But it's also to encourage each other. That's the whole key. So as we just go through this briefly, just open your minds up to what the Lord's speaking to you. Because that's what it's about. You and Jesus. You and the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God speaking to you? Not about your neighbor. Not about your wife. Not about your girlfriend. Not about the other guys or whatever. What's God speaking to you? So I'm exhorting you to get rid of everything else in your brain right now, or try to, and think about what God's going to speak to us today, to me and to you. Okay, that's the main thing. You know, kind of my background, real quickly, is you know, I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. I got born again. I was a cop before that. I got retired out because I was kind of a violent guy. I made pretty much all the mistakes you can make as a man with wives and children and my relationship with God. I've done that, and I don't boast in that, but I will. I need to remind myself of that, examine my past a bit to remember what a great thing God has done in my life. And it's very important for me to remember that, and again, I exhort you to remember that, where you were and where you are now. And that, we're going to tie that in here shortly through Psalms 27. Because everybody here has had tragedy in their life. Everybody here has enemies. Everybody here has people who love them. You do. You know, if nobody else loves you in the world, which that's almost impossible, but if they didn't, and you're a born-again Christian, then God loves you. Jesus loves you. You understand that? Okay. You know, some of you guys are in U-turn. Okay, you're going through your whole little your thing in U-turn. I mean, it's a big deal. I'm glad you guys are there. God's changing your life. Got to pray with Mike back here. Had a great time with him praying. Mike, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. And then some of us are, okay, I'm a pastor. Some of us are pastors here. It doesn't matter. We still have struggles in life. It doesn't matter where who you are, what you think you are, how much money you have, how poor you are. It doesn't matter what your health condition. It doesn't matter. God loves you. If you're born again, God loves you. If you're not born again, God loves you, but you don't have a relationship with Him. So today, after you hear just some brief words, what God's put on my heart, I want you to, if you're not born again this morning, if you're not, whoever's listening to this, if you're not born again today, consider Jesus as we go through this, okay? So let's talk about it. The reason for Psalm 27 for me is, you know, a lot of times, don't you have a tendency almost to lose hope? Sometimes you have a tendency to lose hope in things, whether it's a government or whether it's the people in your lives. It doesn't really matter, but we're all prone to this because of the corruption that occurred in Genesis. You know, we were perfect. We were perfect. We walked with God. We, as our parents, Adam and Eve, if you believe that, which I do believe it. And they walk with God. They had this relationship with God, but that was broken. We got corrupted. So now we have these corrupt bodies. These DNA in our bodies is corrupt. We don't think right. We don't speak right. We can't do anything right because we're corrupt. We're not perfect anymore. And so here we are. We find ourselves in the last days in corruption. But if you're born again, if you receive Christ as your Savior, then He fills that corruption up with, in His eyes anyway, perfection. So if you're born again, you're saved. You're a saint. and you have a new life in Christ, it doesn't mean that you don't sin. It doesn't mean you don't fail. It doesn't mean you don't get discouraged. It doesn't mean that. It means that we don't wallow in it. We know that we have a mediator. We know we have a Savior that lifts us up and puts us back on track. And that's the difference between Christians and non-Christians. I can go to my Heavenly Father. The power of the Holy Spirit keeps me going. Even if I start to lose hope a little bit, He reminds me of Psalms 27. So, everybody's got enemies. Everybody's got problems. Everybody. Nobody doesn't have a problem here. And if you say you don't, you're a liar. Because you are. If you say you're not a sinner, you're a liar. But with Christ, the changed life is that He forgets about our sin and He leads us to the truth. Amen? Okay. So let's just simply read this, Psalms 27, and then we'll emphasize a couple of the scriptures at the end. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Again, I want you to listen to what the words here are saying. Not my words. This is what the Holy Spirit wrote through King David. Don't think about anybody else. Think about you right now. Stop being selfish. Just I want you to think about you. I'm thinking about myself. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though wars may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Listen, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle, He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Now let's stop right there for a minute. I want you to put your name there. Put your name there in your mind. Just think about it. When you said, will seek my face, my heart said, Lord, your face, Lord, I shall seek. So if you haven't been doing that, I'm just going to encourage you, man to man, seek His face. He wants you to seek Him. He's calling you. He wants, if you're a Christian today, He's calling you to a deeper relationship all the time. Trust me. There's no other way to salvation. Just keep on trusting me. Don't fall. Don't fail. Just keep on coming. Keep on trusting me. If you're not a Christian, I'm telling you right now, He is calling out for you right now. If you want to live, if you want eternal life, you must receive Christ as your Savior. There's no other way. So, when you said, will seek my face, my heart said to you, Lord, your face, Lord, I will seek. And I'm so excited about that. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. And some of you here even today, we can relate to verse 10 here I'm going to read. But you can use it as an example or an analogy for other things too. When my father or my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Let me read it again. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. The thought is here, no matter who fails you, no matter what your expectations were of your father and mother, or your jobs, or your career, or your bank account, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They can fail. And they probably will fail. But Jesus will not fail. If you believe this, you'll do well. If you don't believe it, then consider Jesus today. Verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. And, you know, King David went through a lot of turmoil in his own life. I mean, he was this kid, you know, he was a shepherd. God used him he killed the giant, man. He was a tough guy. He killed bears and lions. He did. According to the Word of God, that's what he did. He was a hunter. He wasn't some wimp. He's not a wimpy guy. He's a hunter. He was a general. He was a battle-hardened person. He killed a lot of people. He did. He was a military man. He was a crummy father. He wasn't a good dad. He lost, you know, his sons were fighting, his one son raped the stepdaughter, the other daughter. It was a mess. His sons tried to kill him. You know, he was a great man. You know, he killed people. Remember, he sent a man out to be killed so he could take his wife. He was a murderer. But he repented. And if you can repent, if you can examine your heart and realize that this great man of God had all these character flaws and all these sins in his life, but he got on his knees. And what did he do? If you repent, if you confess with your mouth, if you repent of your sins, God is faithful to forgive because of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice. Do we understand this? If you're Christians, remind yourself that. If you're not a Christian, consider Jesus. But here's my favorite part. Here's my favorite part. Verse 13. This is my favorite part. Because it ministers to me, Will Lynn, personally. And I'm praying right now in Jesus' name that it ministers to you folks. Listen. All of your life, even if it's a Christian, non-Christian, doesn't matter. All your life, consider this. I would have lost heart. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See, no matter what happens these days with the government, with the economy, if you lose heart because of those things, I don't know what to tell you. It's easy to do, by the way. I'm not saying it's hard to do. It's easy to do, lose heart with businesses and you know, in the program or whatever. Whatever's going on, your health. Doesn't matter. But David is saying, I would have lost heart with all these things that people wanted to kill me. My family is going nuts. You know, everything is going bad for me. But I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. If you're born again, just a reminder, if you're born again today, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Do you understand that? And nobody can blot it out. According to the Word of God, nobody can take your name out of that book of life. It's in there. It's been entered because of your faith in Christ. That's what the Word of God says, the Holy Bible. That's what we go by. I have nothing else. And you have eternal life with Christ. And at some point, we get to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. According to the Scriptures, that's what it says. So everything you're going through right now, everything you're going through is training you up, is preparing you to rule and reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years on earth here. That's the truth. That's what the Bible says. And He allows us to rule with Him. I mean, you can watch all the movies you want, all the adventure, sci-fi movies and everything, which I love. In Lord of the Rings, there's nothing. Let me tell you, there's nothing that can compare with this huge thing coming. And I get to be a part of it. And I've already got my name. I've already prayed. I get to be pretty close to Jesus on His horse when we come back. And we're going to kick some butt. We come back We're going to attack, and we're going to put all enemies. He's going to put all enemies under his feet. And guess what? If you're a Christian, if you're a Christian today, and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we have the opportunity and the privilege of being with him when these things are accomplished. Because that's what he's doing. He's raising up a church, right? That's going to be exciting to me. Draw the swords. All that evil, all that hurt, all that sadness, draw the sword. Can you just see it? You just see it? Everybody drawing their swords. You ready to go? Let's go. And there's no turning back. None. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I believe it. But until that time comes, until our course is finished here with the Lord on earth here, as he's training you up, as he's teaching you, he's sanctifying you progressively. You're justified, but he is teaching you. Is he not teaching you? I hope so. He's teaching me. Until then, you wait on the Lord. Verse 14. Be of good courage, men. You got to have courage. You got to have courage. Is not meaning you're not afraid, but have a little bit of fear. Courage is not letting the fear possess you. Courage is not being to the point where you can't move. Courage is knowing where you're going and nobody is going to stop you. It doesn't mean you don't have a little check of fear in you, but you're not paralyzed. Courage is not being paralyzed and just going to do what God told you to do, right? So, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I love that. So really, that's the message for today. But I'm going to read out of the Amplified just those last couple verses again, and then we're going to close. Because you've doubted. I've doubted my faith. I have. I've lost a little bit of faith here and there. And I was talking to Mike, and I admit I'm a Jonah. I lost heart a bit. I lost a little courage. But I'm back because God loves me. God loves me. And I could never retreat ever again. Don't retreat. You can never ever retreat. That's the courage God wants us to have. So let's just finish with this and we'll pray. What? This is out of the Amplified. So, you know, but listen to this. Personalize this, you guys. Personalize this. What would have become of me? I'm going to read it again. What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. That's the word for today. Courage, endurance. Do not retreat. I know we've been talking about the last days for a long time. But I mean, it just seems to me that this is not the last days. I don't know what it is. Don't retreat. Be of good courage. Don't go backwards in your walk. Go forward. And don't get paralyzed by your fear. God is with you. I talked to a few guys today, and they said, I don't know exactly what God wants me to do. And I get a lot of that. And sometimes I say that myself. I mean, we're all the same people. I can tell you this. I don't know what God has for you. I do know this. And take this from you. Take this from the Lord this morning, clearly, that a lot of us don't know what we're going to be doing. And that's okay. But what we do know is this. What we don't know, we don't know. But I do know this. I do know this. That if you seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, all those other things will be added to you. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus taught. And that's what I believe that Jesus said and taught. And I want to practice that myself. There's some things we just don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I do know what I do know. So you practice what you do know. You follow what I'm saying? Don't worry about what you don't know. Practice what you do know. And read your word and practice your Christianity that way. Now listen, if there's anybody that has a doubt about if you're born again or not, if you do, be man enough right now to admit it. And then I'm going to close in prayer. If you're not a Christian this morning, or you don't know if you are, that's okay. The foolish thing to do is to walk away still doubting. Come on up here and pray with me. Come on up here and get Dan here or the other pastors over here. But don't leave here without at least examining your heart. If you're not a Christian or if you have a doubt, then do something about it now. That's the courage it takes. Amen? Lord, I just pray for my brothers and my little sister over here too, Lord. Can't forget her. Father, that You would just bless them. Bless these men. Bless them, Father. Give them the courage. Give them the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to not just to read the Word, Lord, but be doers of the Word, Lord, with all courage and endurance. And Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name that none of us will yield to the devil, Father. There's a judgment coming, Lord. There's those who have eternal life with You, and there are those who will be eternal damnation with the devil. Lord, I've chosen where I'm going to go, Lord. You have offered us a free gift. Most of us have chosen it, Lord, and our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, ready to mount those horses and to come back with You. Lord, as You lead us to put all enemies under Your feet, Lord, this will be the great war that I'm so excited, Lord, to be on Your side, Lord. So, Lord, bless my brothers. Bless my little sister here. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. All right. That's all I got. Thank you.